and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Well, final podcast. Straight after this, we're on holidays.
Holiday. You guys get a break from us.
Hey, have fun in Europe.
Yeah, have fun in Bali as well. Have a really relaxing time.
Thank you. I will. I'm going to come back with a tan.
Don't lie.
I'm going to get the rig out, some of those little Bali clubs.
You there was a photo of you at the Radio Awards last night where you had like your top half sort of undone. Like you had a few shirts undone and you had kind
few
of
a buttons, few buttons.
Few buttons. Sorry.
I don't want people thinking I wear layers.
Nothing wrong with the layer. And yeah, you were showing a bit of the chest. And Alex thought you looked like a bit of a saucy dad.
A little bit Delphi.
No. So when I rocked up here before the awards, I said to you guys, should I wear a tie or just open shirt? Mm. And Fletch and Vaughn were like, go the open shirt. Vaughn said it's very Australian. You can just see the hairy chest. But then all the girls were like, no, I'd put a tie on. I'm like, okay, the hair's scaring people.
I kind of like it.
Do I look
the
like
tie
a
tie was good formal occasion and then the after party for
it
the
it shows kind of like a rugged, manly side of you. Hey.
It was just everything about you were bronzy. The light was perfect. you looked like you had a tan, and we both know that's not the case.
So what you're saying, it was a rare moment caught on film?
Caught by my iPhone 7 Plus.
His phone. Fuck, the photos are amazing.
Yeah, I know.
They should say that in the ad.
Alex, can you take some photos of me?
They should say in the ad, it can make ugly people look
good.
Hot. Like, and that would sell.
Alex,
when
we come back from holiday, can we allocate some time aside just for a little...
There's no saving you, love. No, you know what? Actually, Jason, I went out for dinner with PJ and my girlfriend, and PJ made me take photos of them the whole night.
Oh, that's a surprise. How's this?
Oh, shut up. All right, that's the podcast we're doing.
No, why were we in early? We're in early for something. And anyway, I drove home and I left the radio station and I'm driving through the middle of the city and I turn the corner and I see PJ walking along the footpath doing selfies while she's walking.
Well, you're not taking selfies in public, are you?
I'm like,
I pulled the
window down. I'm like, PJ, not in public.
To. Like, no, it was an accident. I'm sorry.
I knew I had, you know, when you have this feeling someone's going to come, I had a feeling Jess was going to come.
Okay, that's
have a
podcast.
Great 2 weeks, everyone. We will see you after holidays.
Oh, not like that.
Bye.
The Jason PJ podcast.
I feel like all we do is talk about food on the show, but I think it's an important thing to talk about. A study's come out, which is found.
I think it's an important thing to talk about. It's not like, you know, charities or religions or politics. You're like, I really think we need to address this topic.
Well, it's something both you and I appreciate.
Yeah.
They found that eating in front of a mirror makes meals taste better.
I saw this article today. I don't believe it.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Didn't it say it actually increases your appetite as well?
I didn't see that part. What they said was... So they had 16 adults aged between 65 and 74. So yep. I don't know why they were targeting that demographic. But anyway, they were invited to eat salted or caramel popcorn for 90 seconds.
I think because anyone pre-60 has better things to do than eat a pack of pretzels while looking at themselves in the mirror.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
So they invited them to eat salted or caramel popcorn for 90 seconds and then rate their enjoyment when sitting alone in front of a mirror or watching a monitor showing a video of the meeting. And they found that people eating alone reported food as tasting better and ate more of it.
Actually, you know what? I think I agree with that.
Why?
I think eating alone, you're just enjoying it. Like when Lou and I sit down for a meal and stuff, you're concentrating on what they're saying. You're talking, tell me about your day. You've got to go
watching yourself in the mirror.
No, I don't agree with the mirror. Because I can tell you now, if I watched myself,
I would be disgusted.
Oh, I would not.
And I'd actually register what's going in my body.
We posted videos of you eating.
Oh, it's not pretty.
No, like if that increases your appetite.
There's nothing wrong.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Ross Boss. He's joining us in the studio at the moment. Ross was in here at the start of the show. It was about 3 o'clock. We have a keyboard in the studio. It actually belongs to my wife. I don't know what I'm still doing here.
It's okay to leave it here, by the way.
Right. Well, you came to grab it before because you wanted to play to the staff outside.
I just wanted to do something for the team. You know?
Since then, I noticed 2 minutes later it was brought back to the studio.
Oh, I don't know who did that.
What's your history with the keyboard?
Oh, like I started learning it as a kid, but then Dad said I should play the guitar and I thought, yeah, I'll probably pick up some tricks with that more than I can with the piano.
How'd that go for you?
No.
Yeah, right. You should have started with the keyboard.
My teenage years were cool.
We said we were going to do a Ross recital.
Yeah, and I don't want to, but...
What? you don't want to do anything,
Enthusiastic as ever.
I know.
I want to get on my couch.
What song can you do? What's your weapon?
Oh, I don't have it. That's the thing. I don't have a weapon, mate.
Okay, well,
I'll just like smash out some chords and just see what happens.
No, you can do that Mickey Eco Stay song.
But only like the first few bits.
That's better than nothing.
It.
Okay, all right. So, okay. Wherever you are, you're about to enjoy for the very first time on ZM.
Is this really good?
This is the Ross.
Is this going to get us good results?
No.
Do this because I'm going somewhere here.
Okay.
When you're ready, show us your bit. What's your best? Go.
I can't remember how to do it. That's it though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
I just figured that out by myself too.
No laughing.
I can't not laugh though.
Your snigger was
it's
louder than your play.
Here's the thing. You said that, and when you walked out of the room before and we went to a song, PJ goes, I can nail clocks.
Oh, no.
You did.
I did say that, but I need, like, the pedals.
Oh, God.
It sounds way better.
God, don't
sounds way better with the pedals.
But you did you or did you not? Did you not say, I can nail Coldplay clocks?
I used to be able to.
Right, when was the last time you touched the keyboard?
I think I dabbled in the 53, but not well.
Right. Our 53-hour on air marathon?
Yeah.
Or
the 50s. Right. If you want to go around to the keyboard.
1953.
All right, so she hasn't done this in several weeks.
Oh, I haven't played it properly in a long time.
All right, apparently she absolutely nails Coldplay clocks. In fact, wherever you are, what you should do, Peach, here's your mic. Wherever you are, if you're a Coldplay fan, you should record this because you'll be able to run it out, just like a studio version. So hands on the keys, right? No practicing.
Shit. I'm scared.
You get one shot.
Oh, no.
One shot.
I forgot how to play.
Okay, so focus.
Okay.
One shot.
Okay.
Around New Zealand, this is PJ Harding and Coldplay. Pete. Oh, God. Here we go.
Damn it.
Oh, shit. She's still got. We've done it, mate. The moment's just. No, that's done. Here's Selena Gomez. Bad liar. With clocks on backing vocals.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Bit of a situation in a small town overseas called Tiverton. Now, some residents.
Where's
there,
Tiverton?
In a place, in a country somewhere. Doesn't actually say in the article. I've been scanning and it came up with nothing. Normally it would be like local authorities in UK.
I think
it might be UK.
Hey, don't be so specific.
It sounds like the UK. Let's just say that. Anyway, so they've been dealing with this terrible smell of decaying shellfish for a couple of days.
Oh. And fish smells the worst.
Oh, the worst. And when it's off, yuck.
Yep.
So it's coming from some clam shells that were allegedly laid down on this property a week ago. The owner's using them to build the access road to his farm. However...
Oh, sometimes they do that. I've heard of this being done before in the past.
He didn't wash the clams. So they're unwashed, and now a whole lot of clam meat is visible and maggots.
He's just got clam meat, clam shells, thrown them down. There's no washing. There's no cleaning process. There's no acid wash. So there'd be flesh.
He didn't really think too much about the
hanging from the shell.
Correct. Now maggots are starting to feed on them, and the police and the State Department of Environmental Management have been involved, and they've had to start investigating.
You know the worst thing you can do to someone? I know I'd never do this.
Put fish in their bag.
No, worse. This was a bad trick someone taught me years ago. So what you do is you bury some prawns in the backyard and you leave them for like a month.
Yuck.
Right? Then you dig them up, you get a syringe and you extract the prawn juice. And then, you know the little bit of rubber?
Jason, this is horrible.
Hang on, you know the rubber?
Have you done this to someone?
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I haven't. I swear to God. Too much work, mate. I tuned out at the burying of the prawns. And then the rubber between your window of the car right, and the door, you pull that back and you squeeze the juice down in the door. And so it dries up in the door frame and you can't get rid of
Why
it.
Why would you do that?
Well, Well, for your car, it improved the smell. But, like, you know, for anybody else, yeah, it'd be horrible.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. I wouldn't do that.
I hope no one listening actually goes and does it now.
No, now you know what's going to happen. If someone gets in their car tomorrow and it smells like prawns, they're going to be a bloody Jason. What did I ever do to him?
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I've asked our producer, Alex, to come and join us in the studio. You would have heard the station running at a solid 30% today because last night they did these radio awards where you go along, get a little certificate, pat on the back. Fun night. Fun
Why
night.
Have you got glitter on your face? Is that from last night?
I went in theme. I didn't know it was... I didn't know it wasn't theme. Do I really have glitter?
Yeah.
I think last time I wore this jumper, it was to a party.
Right, okay.
That was fancy dress. Yeah. So I thought I'd wash the glitter out. Anyway, we're sidetracked. Now, we were all meeting here for drinks at work before we went out. So we finished the show, got changed, went out. Producer Alex was a little bit late to arriving. Please explain to PJ where you were. My heart broke for him.
Don't even.
Well, not really. You laughed at me. So I went round to Deviant Davo's house to get ready because he has the shower, etc. And I was putting my pants on and I did my pants up and they went and I was like, oh no, I've ripped them, but I'd ripped the zipper apart.
Oh mate, my heart breaks. Like, because I've been in that.
I said to David, oh, I've got the wrong pants, mate, because I didn't want to admit that I was too fat for my pants.
So what did you say to David?
I think you look
like,
gorgeous.
Mate, I've got the wrong pants. I was so embarrassed. I was this close to tears. I shit. Like, because I was really battling with the fact that I was too fat for my pants.
So you said to him, I've got the wrong pants.
They probably shrunk, Alex.
No, I was too fat for my pants. I was 100%. Thanks for trying to make me feel better, but I was definitely too fat for my pants. So I had to go down to Hallenstein's and get an emergency pair of pants and go up. And you know what they do with pant sizes?
What?
You go from a 92 and then the next size up is a 97. So it makes it sound like you've gone up.
But it's not. That's just their funny figures. Don't take it to heart.
It sounds like you've gone up five sizes, but really you've just gone up.
Oh,
one.
Mate, I can't remember when I was in the 90s. Like, that's good for you.
Yeah, but so it was just really, I just wanted to admit to Deviant on the radio.
So Dave, when he left your house, did you think he just got the wrong colour pants? That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, I just thought he said he had two pants and he grabbed the wrong ones with the buttons.
So
up.
I flat out lied to him.
Oh,
but you saw me when I came back here. I was almost in tears. I was just
you did
so
look upset when you got here.
I was so gutted. And I felt bad about lying to him, but I was also very embarrassed. Because he's a slender man and he looks great in a suit.
I've told you.
He does.
How many times have I told you? Don't get changed at skinny friends' houses.
Yeah.
Mm. And then you do photos before you leave the house. That never ends
Especially
good.
Especially skinny gay friends because they know, you know, they're
exactly.
judging you.
Yeah. Find a chubby straight friend. Oh, God, that's where everyone gets ready at my place. Everyone always gets ready at mine. It all makes sense now.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
A video's been circulating online of an elderly woman driving a car in North Yorkshire in England. She was getting up to speeds of around 40 miles per hour.
It's probably about 80K.
Yeah. And she allegedly drove about 16 miles with no tyre.
No tyre at all?
No, she did have... No, she had three tyres, but one of them...
Just on the rim.
...was not there.
Just the rim of the wheel.
Yeah.
And she didn't notice?
No. She and apparently the noise was crazy. The people
there
were filming.
Oh, there would have been sparks.
Yeah, apparently it was like...
Yeah.
And she just had absolutely no idea.
I've done that. I know it's really bad for the car. I was running late for a flight and the tyre burst. I was about a K out from the airport. And I was like, I just got to keep going. And it was doop, 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 doop. And then I was like, I parked at the airport and I'm like, I'm just going to have to deal with it when I get back from the trip. And it was a boys' weekend away and I got back and, you know, when you just...
Oh, you would have been like, nah,
I forgot about it. I forgot. And I was a shambles. I was a mess. I walked back to the car park and I looked at the car and I just burst into tears in the car park. Because I was like, this is, oh God, the next hour I'm going to be on YouTube watching how to change a tyre.
I never have one of the things in the wheels.
Hubcaps.
Yeah, never have them.
Oh, they would have fallen off your car years
ago.
I think
I've maybe got one.
Yeah,
one at the
why
moment.
Don't you just take it off so at least it matches?
No, because it makes me feel better that there's at least one there.
Yeah, right. The left side of the car always goes quicker. Didn't you realise what was wrong with your car and you were driving it anyway? If you're on the, you know, I know this lady's extreme. She's driving, you know, miles and miles with no wheel. But if you've had something wrong with your car and you drove it anyway, and I'm looking for pretty drastic stuff.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hello, Jay. Dylan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're all right, mate. What was wrong with your car?
The exhaust pipe wasn't connected to the car anymore and it was dragging along the road, creating sparks coming out behind the car.
You had no idea?
I had no idea at first. Kind of drove around for the day and people started to point it out, but don't worry me.
Yeah, right. Was there, like, at the start when people were pointing, were you like, oh, obviously having a good hair day? I'm getting some looks. This is good. I like this.
Yeah. One guy was following me, trying to get my attention, and
Well, you would have thought he wanted your number, right? Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, your exhaust pipe. I think you might catch your car on fire. It's sparking,
Yeah, right. That's always devastating when you realise they're not there to pick up.
Michaela, what about you? What happened to your car and you didn't realise?
Okay, so I was driving around Auckland. It was like early in the morning. It was pretty foggy. And I guess some steam was coming out of my hood. Like, I don't really know.
Steam, fog, much of a muchness, really.
Yeah, same thing. But it wasn't until that my car came to like a stop and like wouldn't go. And I was like, oh my God, checked under the hood. And yeah, I basically just blew up my car.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I can imagine like a full-blown smoke machine at like a Justin Bieber concert going off under PJ's hood. And PJ would be like, oh, bloody foggy morning. I'll keep driving. Maybe hello. If I drive quicker, the smoke will clear.
Hello, Jess.
Hi.
What happened to your car?
Hi. So I was driving around for about 6 months, and every time I'd accelerate and stop, it would do this weird shaking. Didn't think much of it. Finally took it to the mechanic, and they were like, your engine mounts are so low, your engine's pretty much about to fall out.
Of the car, just fall out onto the
ground. Well, lucky you took it to the car place.
Mate, how old was the car?
It wasn't that old, but I think I thrashed it a little bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. See, I go through tyres really quickly.
Do you?
What?
I've never changed my tyres.
Ever?
I don't think so. Oh, no, I must have.
Like, you wouldn't have got a waff.
Oh, yeah, no, I've had a waff.
Yeah, right. If you've got the waff, they check the tyres.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I have changed.
When was the last time? Oh, this will be good. When was the last time at the petrol station you cleaned the windows?
Never. maybe when I first got my car.
What about put water in the windscreen wipers?
Let's not do this.
No. Have you ever put water in the windscreen wipers?
How do you do that?
Are you taking the piss?
Nah.
So do you know how to put the water on the windscreen for the window wipers?
Yeah.
Where do you think the water comes from?
I never really thought about it.
Oh, God, I've got a dirty windscreen. Trying to put some of that magical water on there. And yet again, it appears.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
The price is tight.
All right, how this works, producer Alex will reveal the store we are playing with today. From that store, there'll be particular items. Pete and I go higher or lower until we guess the correct amount of the item. If we do, the person we are representing actually wins that item. Unfortunately, I don't think we're playing with a car yard again today.
Hello, Casey. You ready to be on my team?
Yeah.
Why do you get Casey?
Because I don't know. I'm
sure Marie's nice, but like, I mean, like we haven't got to know him yet or anything. You know what I mean? Why don't you let them
that's
pick?
That's sort of how we've done. Well, oh, okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, Casey, what team do you want to be on?
I'll go with you.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy that. Hey, Marie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're going to pick me, right?
Oh, I was totally going to pick you.
Yeah, cool. She's smart.
Yep.
All right, producer Alex, what business are we playing with today?
Today we're off to Spotlight.
Oh! Fabrics.
Yeah, I don't mind. Okay, item number one.
Item number one is Craftsman PVA glue in white. Very safe Craftsman PVA glue for all the family to use. It's water soluble.
PVA.
I know what you're thinking, Marie.
500 mil, by the way.
Damn, I need to win myself some glue. $6.
Higher.
$8.
Higher.
$11.
Higher.
What?
It's 500 mil.
Oh, okay. $18.
Lower.
What are you sticking? 500 mil? What are you gluing? $14.
Higher.
$15.
The price is tight.
Yes! Well done, Casey. You got some PVA.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, she's like, cool. What the? Am I going to do 500 mils of PVA glue? All right, next item.
My next item is a kettle, 1.7 litre, also in white. This cordless kettle is a kitchen staple with a 1.7 litre capacity, dry boil cutoff, and a removable filter.
Hang on.
The kettle will make a marvellous benchtop addition.
I like how you said kettle first. You really enunciated the T's.
Yeah, they've diversified lately.
What are they doing?
Check out their website.
What do they do, TVs and stuff as well?
They got a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just fabric.
Is it like a crafty?
Disney toys and all sorts.
Okay,
Bed,
right.
Bath and Beyond,
okay.
Say.
All right, Marie, let's try and win the kettle.
Needing it.
$68.
Lower.
30.
Lower.
Okay. It, obviously a different quality of kettle.
Kind of kettle
are
you rolling?
Yeah.
14.
Lower.
Oh, jeez. What is this?
I would say the kettle is $10.
Higher.
Does the kettle work? $12.
Higher.
$13.
The price is done. She's done it again. She beat you again. Da-da-da. Come on, mate. You've got to get one.
I know. Don't worry, Marie. We're going to finish strong. Next item.
The next item is a multicoloured beanbag cover.
Oh.
Get ready to relax in the comfortable living space beanbag cover featuring a child-proof zip and an easy fill funnel system.
I hate that. They say that. Easy fill funnel system.
Nah, they're never easy to fill.
No, it looks like every time someone fills up a bean bag, it looks like someone's vomited beans everywhere.
Beans are not included.
No, of course they're not.
Beans not included.
No, because
okay.
They rip you with the beans. And they'll say it takes two bags.
Hang
on. They'll say it takes two bags and you put two bags in and it looks like it's done nothing. No, sorry.
And then you got to get a couple of bags of beans as well.
Yep,
so
that's
just the
just
cover.
What we talked about.
You know what she'll say next? Guys, you ever noticed you put two bags of beans in and it looks like...
Are you guys done? Are you done? Come on. Let's bring it home.
$24.
Lower.
I'm going to say $20.
Lower.
$16.
Higher.
$18.
You might ask dumb questions, but man, you're good at this game.
She's got it.
I'm so sorry.
No problem.
No glue kettle or beanbag for you. I'm so sorry. What a bad start to your weekend.
Casey, my girl, you are a winner.
No, we are winners.
We are winners.
Yeah.
And we are humble.
Oh, go.
Very humble.
Go and pop your 500 mils of glue, girls, and party on.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Have you been writing during the week for this?
I wrote down ideas.
Look at me. Are you cramming last minute?
I cram right. I write down ideas throughout the week and I had to write it today. And to be honest, I haven't been in the best state to write it. So, look, that may show when I present the poem today.
All right. So every Friday, to save you watching the news at 6 o'clock, which is very 1985, we just wait till Friday and get PJ's poem. She does like a little bit of a wrap-up, everything you might have missed.
Yep.
A lot of events going on this week. Was there a lot of news?
Oh, a bit. Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yep. Are you ready to go?
Always ready, mate.
Energy will get you there.
Okay.
Energy will get you
up,
there.
Mate.
Stand up.
Let's just wrap this week up.
Not too close to
not
the mic.
Not too intense? No, okay, just I'm not an MC.
Yeah, you're not an MC. It's not $2 shots at the bar. It is PJ's poem to bring in the weekend.
Three, two, one, two. Let's bring it home. Coke with the sugar is hitting stores. Is it all that different? We're not so sure. Kasia went for a hug with Jerry. He didn't find it necessary. He pushed her away mid-interview. It was obvious she didn't know what to do. He once was in Boyzone this week in NZ. Ronan Keating was here for the Lions, he said. Sadly for him, the Blues took them down. We'll see how they go in the next Kiwi town. The election is going down in the UK. Will it be Corbyn or will it be May? Snap polls say Labour has the lead. There's no doubt Theresa will be pretty peed. Jace's dad had a birthday. Shite. Oh, no. She's done it. There was an extra syllable.
Did you do a run through?
No. Okay, wait.
Are you going to be able to do it?
I can. What, you want me to do the whole thing?
You got
again?
It. You got to go from
no,
the top.
Okay.
You got to go from the top.
Okay, I can do it better. Right. Take two.
Mate, just whatever happens.
Oh, that's never happened. I choked.
Just power through. Power through. Okay. All right, here we go.
Woo!
Bring it home.
Second time's a charm. Coke with no sugar is hitting stores. Is it all the different? We're not so sure. Kesha went for a hug with Jerry. He didn't find it necessary. He pushed her away mid-interview. It was obvious she didn't know what to do. He once was in Boyzone this week in NZ. Ronan Keating was here for the Lions, he said. Sadly for him, the Blues took them down. We'll see how they go in the next Kiwi town. The election is going down in the UK. Will it be Corbyn or will it be May? Snap polls say Labour has the lead. There's no doubt Teresa will be pretty peed. Jason's dad had a birthday. We gave him a call. Another year down. We love Aussie Paul. Old Ed got with Corden and played his guitar. They did karaoke in James's big car. Katy Perry's new album is dropping tonight. T-Swizz back on Spotify. We think it's in spite. The web has been filled with conspiracy about a new album from Jay-Z. We know him from rom-coms like Love Actually. Now Hugh Grant has been spotted doing a shooey.
Hey.
Digging her new track Perfect Places. Lord's coming back to Kiwi Faces. All the deets for her gig at ZM1 Line, better get in quick before you run out of time. Our work here is done. Time to get away. In 2 hours' time, we'll be on holiday.
Yay! That was good. It was good.
It was extra silly. Extra silly got me filly.
That's what cramming will do, mate. Cramming and no practice and extra syllables will get you.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Mate, here's a crazy scene. How are you with creepy crawlies?
They can be a bit freaky.
Yep. Bugs, spiders. Spiders, you okay with?
Nah.
Right.
Nah, I don't like big ones.
Okay, strap yourself in. We're going to India. A lady has turned up at a hospital in India complaining of discomfort. She was laying down on...
I hate these stories. Was it wedged in her area for like 10 years or something?
Okay, you tell a story.
No.
She was laying down on her veranda, just having a little bit of a sleep. When she woke up to quite substantial discomfort and pain. Her husband rushed her to hospital. At the hospital, the doctor looked in her ear when a live spider crawled out of the earlobe. So the doctor's looking...
Looks photoshopped.
No. There's like a full video. They actually videoed the spider coming out because he's like got the little scope to have a look in the ear and he's like, what's that? And something started crawling towards him and it was actually...
That gave me like goosebumps.
It's amazing. The video's insane. Do you want to see the video?
I really wouldn't.
Watch the video.
Look,
it crawls out. You see it crawling out. Here it comes. Say hello to... Yeah, that's the bit.
What's that thing on the top of the spider?
That's the fangs. So this is the earlobe. Look at the fangs. It could bite into the earlobe.
That is rank.
Full on, eh?
Oh, it's so like, it's tickling all the little ear hairs.
Yeah, like it's fully crawled in there.
Oh.
Pretty cool, eh?
No, not cool.
I got an idea for a
coffee. Is it some variation of what was in your body that shouldn't have been? I guess we're going on holiday. So, we can do it again.
So it's like one of my favourite topics. When I saw this story, I'm like, well, that shouldn't have been there. So I would like to know what was in you that shouldn't have been there.
How many times have we done this?
What was, yeah, if you had a situation
where was in you that shouldn't have been there?
Yeah. It might be similar to the spider.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it was a nail through the foot.
Yeah.
That's boring. That's boring. We don't want that.
We can do better than that. You know.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
What was in you that shouldn't have been there? A lady over in India had a little afternoon nap on her porch. A spider the size of a car.
Oh.
Okay, I know I'm being dramatic. I'm not great with spiders.
Was it massive?
It wasn't massive, but the fangs on it were huge.
It was a weird looking
thing. Crawled into her earlobe.
Karen, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. What was in you that shouldn't have been?
It was actually in my 3-year-old son's nose, coming home from McDonald's with a Happy Meal and falling asleep. Accidentally shoved the chip up his nose instead of his mouth and then started crying. So,
and when he was crying, was like tears coming out and the chips just hanging out of the nose?
No, the chip had gone too far up the nose.
No.
So it was straight off to the doctor. Doctor couldn't get it out. So he put Vaseline on the end of a cotton wool thing and shoved it into the sinus passage.
So where did the chip go?
So uncomfortable.
Where's the chip?
There's quite a space up in the nose, in the nasal area, so just under the eyes.
Yeah.
The potato chip was stuck up there, and he said, don't worry about it, give it a couple of days, he'll sneeze, and the whole lot will come out.
And did it come out?
He blew his nose, and this gunk came out that was the mashed up potato chip.
Oh, that is grim.
Oh,
here
God.
You go, here's your plate of mash.
I was only devastated because it didn't come out in chip form. That would have just... Nickel of this story. Oh, there you are.
Sam, what was inside you that shouldn't have been?
Great story.
Yeah. 10 cent coin.
How, Sam?
My father gave me the coin to suck on instead of sucking on my thumb when I was about 4, and I swallowed it.
Oh,
I knew this would be a lot of kids. And
so they took me to like A&E and I had to get an x-ray, and so I got like this torso x-ray with a coin in me.
Yeah, right, and you just got to wait for it to pass?
And my mum was just told to pass it, wait till it passed, and so I had to sit on it, like go on a potty for ages until it came out.
Oh, that was graphic. Lucky it wasn't. Yeah, I suppose 10 cent coins not too big.
Hayley, welcome to the show. What was inside you that shouldn't have been?
$2.
Wasn't inside of me. It was inside my 6-year-old son. He decided right before school to put the arms of the Lego men in his ears, one in each ear. The arms of the wee Lego people, so the little tiny part that had the wee hands, but they didn't have the hand parts on, so I couldn't get them out. So
what is it with kids? Rather than cleaning up, just shove the toys in themselves. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just weird. It's weird.
Kyla, what about you? Just bring it home.
Hi, I got stitches. I had a needle through my finger.
Ow.
A needle through your finger?
Yes, right through it.
Oh, God, what, like a giant sewing needle? What are we talking, just like little needle?
Yeah, it was a sewing needle from a sewing machine.
Oh God. I don't need to ask any more questions. What?
Nothing beats the chip.
It was a pretty good story.
The kid's walking around with a chip under his eye. It's just, and every sneeze you'd be like, is this it?
But do you reckon you'd taste the chip while it's up there? Yeah, it's all connected.
It'd just, if it happened to you, I'd walk in the room, you'd just be sitting on your own blinking really quick. What are you doing? Just have a little happy meal. Blink it away.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Free Airtime Friday.
Call now to play 0800 Dial ZM. If you want to play anything heading into the weekend, this is your chance to do just that.
That's right, but remember, 9 seconds, so you got to be ready.
Carly, go.
Yeah, hi. The Corbin Avenue Community Garden needs workers on Sunday from 8 o'clock till 2 p.m. in Henderson.
No good point of contact.
Well, there was. We just didn't get to it.
All right, let's move on.
You know what I mean? So, look, if you want to be a part of it, call now. 0800 Dial ZM. Just have your spiel ready.
Hello, David, go.
Nouveau Pools and Construction, NIVEAU. NouveauPools.co.nz for best pools and spas in Christchurch.
Yeah! Hey,
represent. See, it's a great little business plug, isn't it?
It is.
All right, next up.
Mitchy boy, go.
Oh, can I please thank all my parents, all my sponsors, MSM Motorsport, Pocono Motel, and Pocono.
And who?
I missed it, but there was a lot of thank yous.
And all, to all his parents.
Yeah. Well, I have many questions now, but I think it's more, you know what I mean? So, more his supporters.
All right, Monique, take it away.
North Waikato Mobile Welding Services. We do cowshed repairs and new car shed boxes. 021-155-3444 or
hit us up on Facebook.
Marcia, go.
Hi, Tromol Maintenance and Electrical Services for anything you need on the North Shore and Auckland. Check us in on Facebook, Tromol Maintenance.
Tromol Maintenance? Promo?
I think it was Tromol.
You know what? I've got time on my hands. Check both.
That's Elijah.
That's the key.
It's your turn.
Elijah.
Hello.
Hey, you're on. Go.
Yeah, big reserve game tomorrow. 2:30
Oh, no. The
Alex?
Old panic.
Alex? There's radio on in the background. He's trying to listen to himself.
That's what it is. The radio will throw you off, mate. The radio will throw you off. Jordan, go.
Half-price wheel alignments at Drury Tyres tomorrow. If you come in and say Ross is a funny-looking, handsome man. Yep.
Where are you? What's the business?
Drury Tyres.
Drury Tyres.
There we go.
Yay!
was scared what he was going to...
Well, I know. Yeah.
Just say, you're Ross right. is a... And I'm like, oh, God. Like, don't get me wrong, I love a discount, but I don't want to walk in and say, hey, guess what, Ross, is that your boss? I've got some thoughts for you.
The Jason PJ Podcast. Spy.co.nz.
The beef continues between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. So this feud has been going on for quite some time. Katy Perry confirmed it in the carpool karaoke with James Corden. And Katy Perry is about to drop her new album called Witness in the US. So that's going to be happening, I think, like midnight tonight.
Right, which she's doing a massive build-up
for. She's doing all this, like, promo, Witness, 2 days to Witness. As a little bit of a beep you, Taylor Swift. So do you remember how she took her music off Spotify?
Yes. You can't get it on streaming
so
services.
So apparently she's just announced that her entire back catalogue will once more be made available on all streaming services, including Spotify. And when is she going to be doing that? At exactly the time that Katy Perry's album drops.
Isn't she just asking for the fight now? Do you know what I mean? Like, don't you feel like
she's
just...
She has a smart PR team.
But don't you feel like she's just asking for the fight
now? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
God. Maybe we should release...
Grow up, guys.
Should we get involved and release one of our podcasts at midnight?
I don't think anyone would care.
Yeah, gotcha. Just, you know, all good.
That's your spy. Don't forget, C is coming to ENZ. All the details on how you get your tickets at ZM Online.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.